Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome to another beautiful edition of Sisters Talk Radio. And we have our lovely sisters here. We have Savitri.
Hello, everyone.
Great. And we have our sisters Joy and Rose. Joy?
Hi, everybody. Greetings to our listeners.
Great. Well, you know, I first want to just say I'm so thankful for my sisters, for all our sisters, not only my biological one, but it's such a gift to have sisters and girlfriends you can talk to in your life. And it's just really what makes the world go round in so many ways. And we want to share that joy through this show. And we our topic today is called Enhancing Your Ability to Speak Up, because it's something that women struggle with, no matter if it's a tiny thing or a big thing. And I wanted to start out with actually two quotes to start the show. One is from Buddha. Three things cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. And the second quote from Napoleon Hill: think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. That was just a beautiful quote. So, Savitri, I want to start with you. So, speaking up can be so challenging for women. And why is that? Why is that such an issue?
Well, you know, that's why, Mona, you and I started this radio show. Because women, we call it Sisters Talk, because women need to learn how to speak up and how to talk and how to pass the message along in a more refined way and in a powerful way. And that's why each week we come up with topics to help bring the most important part of talking is to bring clarity. Reason why when we feel scared to speak, when we feel nervous to speak, when we find it difficult to speak is because we are not clear, really, really clear within us that what we need to say needs to be said.
Exactly.
So when you get clear, when you no longer have the anger, when you no longer have the hate, when you no longer feel disrespected by somebody, when you feel this emotional feeling of, this just feels so right, I really need to say this. And that's when the power of speech really has a power. When you no longer have an agenda of, I'm clear that this is right for everybody. I'm clear that what I'm saying is respecting me and that person. I'm clear that what I'm saying is respect and loving me and loving that person. And you get this clarity from first taking time out to ask yourself, what's really going on here? Why am I allowing this type of story or situation in my life? Making inner changes first. Will you do the best you can to make your changes from your perception, removing your judgments, removing your disharmonious feelings, until you get into this place of, this just feels so right. So that's a lot of inner work has to happen before you can really speak with a place where you can be heard and a place where you are so clear that what you're saying to this person, you really want them to listen. Well, if you are not truly listening to yourself, you won't have the clarity in your voice to let them hear you.
And that's the secret to having the other person or the other party receive that information, is if you're clear first, chances are that they are going to hear the message you need them to, you're wanting them to hear.
Exactly.
And, you know the other thing about situations, so many times we have stories that we've let go on forever, and then all of a sudden one day you wake up and realize something's out of alignment. Mm-hmm. And it's like you've started to disengage from that little part of that story enough to go, I need to speak up. And so, Joy, I wanted to turn this over to you because you had a situation with a teacher where you it was required for you to speak up. Right?
You mean with my singing teacher?
Yes, with your singing teacher. Excuse me.
So, yeah, it's been a wonderful opportunity for me is that I, just as a quick background, it'll help bring it into context a little bit better, is I always loved to sing as a child, but I was always told from a very early age that I couldn't sing, that I had a bad voice, and that I really shouldn't sing. I mean, it was blunt. It wasn't implied. It was in blunt. And then I think it's been about 4 years ago, I met an amazing woman who is a voice coach, and the very first time she met me, she said, you have an amazing singing voice. And what was amazing is I had been doing a lot of the meditation work with Savitri, and something in my heart just opened up and blossomed when she said that, because I knew it was truth. Back to your quote that you put at the beginning, the truth came out. And what the experience of working with her to uncover my singing voice is, I realized how much of me I hold back. Mm. Now, people who know me wouldn't assume that I hold back, because I have no problem speaking in front of people. I have no problem, most cases, saying what I'm going to say. But what I realized is I couldn't sing from that place of ego. I could speak from ego. And I've learned over the years, I've had to sort of go back and forth of which part of me is trying to speak through. Have I always listened to that inner wisdom? And I would love to say I have, but maybe not. But what I found is my voice, my singing voice, for me personally, would not come out.
Fascinating.
Unless I connected to my heart. Unless it was my voice, my true inner loving, joyful voice that was coming out. And what was amazing is the singing and finding the part of me to sing is a gift in and of itself, but the transition and the transformation in how I speak in every other aspect of my life has been profound. Because now I realize, wait a minute, what part of me is speaking? And there's a difference now. And when that inner strength and wisdom comes, not only, like Savitri was saying, do you know exactly what to say, but you know when to say it. And it comes with caring and love behind it. And so what I thought was something just to start out to learn to sing, which I didn't even start out that way. It sort of just happened. It's now transformed into everything that I say.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Rose, do you have any situation where you've practiced, where you haven't spoken up, where you all of a sudden...
Well, I think we've talked about this a little bit before on other shows, but... I've made a 180-degree turn in my life, and looking back on the many years prior to the big turn, I didn't speak up. I didn't know how, and I just always felt that I didn't have anything to say that anybody could possibly be interested in. And in a way, it affected my relationship with my husband a lot. And he had what I would have to say is a passive-aggressive personality. And so he would have a tendency to make comments or say things, and they would really just make me feel bad underneath, because there was something either snide or a little bit sarcastic about that comment. And rather than me calmly telling him, I really feel hurt by what you just said, because I didn't understand the word feel. I mean, that was totally not part of my vocabulary. But I just, instead of doing anything, I shut down. And I think I commented to Mona a couple of weeks ago, I said, I just kind of got into my permafrost layer. and truly, that was really what it was. And permafrost takes a long time to build up, and it built up over 35 years. I can gratefully say at this point, from what I've learned since I've made that 180-degree turn, with the assistance of my wonderful sisters, and primarily what I've learned with working with Savitri, is we have to recognize what we have within us. And I think it's beginning to finally show up in my life, which is really fantastic.
You know, I think this is the true definition of global warming.
If it were that good.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
No, that's pretty funny.
I'm thawing that burn of frost.
But no, it's the whole idea of realizing, I mean, from what Rose is, you know, the way she's sharing that she's starting to find that voice that's inside her.
Yes.
And I think, or not so much think, but so much what I feel is just that there's a beautiful power and strength that comes inside all of us. And there's a lot of things that may hold it back from coming out. Mm-hmm. But what's amazing is when it comes out from that softness that is part of the feminine, there's a strength there too.
Yes.
That just, it's like it gives the message that needs to come, but it holds the message as it goes. So it's usually not as harsh if it comes from here.
Exactly.
You know, if it comes from the heart.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's the key is realizing that that is the true power instead of the outward verbal power or strength that comes from speaking loud. It's just speaking up from that right spot. So we're getting ready to take a commercial break, so we're going to come back right after a word from our sponsors. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio and our ability to speak up. So we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com.
That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to segment two with Sisters Talk Radio. We have Joy and Rose and Savitri. Welcome, girls.
Welcome, Mona. Welcome, Joy.
It's great to be here.
Well, listen, we're talking about this important topic of learning how to speak up from the right place in us. And I want to start this segment out by talking about the different parts of us that want to speak up. There's speaking up from the heart, and there's speaking up from the ego. So, Savitri, I wanted to have you clarify for our listeners which is which.
Well, speaking up from the ego is speaking up from what your mind has perceived as a situation. The ego is built up of how your senses judge and perceive the person and the situation. And therefore, it says, based on what I have seen with my eyes, what I've heard with my ears, what I've felt with my nervous system, this is what I want to say. Now, when you speak from up your heart heart takes all that data from the ego, and you're supposed to give that data that your mind has picked up and bring it to your heart. And then your heart takes that data, plus takes the data of your whole life, and takes the data of all your previous lives, and says, okay, now, first it'll say, you have to own how you have perceived this situation. You, meaning yourself, you have to own how you have interpreted this person. And when you speak from ego, you don't allow that vast part of you to teach you that first do some self-study, first get some deep clarity that you've made whatever changes you need to make, and then from that place, your soul then asks you to speak up. Because now you've done your homework, you've done whatever you needed to do to grow as an individual, and then you have this immense clarity when your soul says, okay, now, based on the situation, this person now needs to make some changes as well, because this person is also another part of you. When you speak from ego, it's usually, I'm telling you to do this, but I don't want to make the changes. You make it first. When you speak from heart, you come with this clarity. You know what? I've made the maximum changes that I know how to, but I still feel that, you know, if we're going to have a loving relationship, if we're going to have a smooth, harmonious relationship, I really feel we need to together make these changes. So this is what I'm perceiving you need to make. What do you perceive I need to make? So together we can create something beautiful. But an ego will not go from that place. An ego will basically say, this is what I want, you need to do something.
Exactly.
An ego will always have some sort of attachment. Now suppose they say women are afraid to speak about the tiniest things. The reason why women are in general afraid to speak about the tiniest things is because they're afraid to lose something. For many, many thousands of years, women have been completely dependent upon their family, dependent upon their spouses, dependent on their children. So they're innately very deep inside afraid to lose being taken care of. And so if I speak up too much, my family may not love me anymore. So then who's going to take care of me?
I think there's a lot of truth to that, Savitri, because it is very much what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very much my programming.
Explain that. Do you have an instance, or can you explain that a little further?
It is just part of the whole scenario that I was living, and I saw no way out of it. And I think part of it was just the entire framework of my life has been kind of to be stuck in a corner and not really be who I'm meant to be. And so it was an easier thing than to marry, because then I had some relevance, I thought, which didn't necessarily turn out to be true. But, you know, if you're going through the motions of living this life and your life is not there. And that has been the biggest awareness that I've gotten. In hindsight, I wish I had known now or then what I have learned here. But that's just a memory, and all I can do is learn how to bloom now.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been a very painful process of learning how to shed some of these old layers.
Exactly.
If I may just say that, you know, especially for women, because it's only for the past 40 or 50 years that women can actually earn themselves. They can actually decide every aspect of their life story, especially in America. But most cultures around the world, and for many generations before the past 50 years, a woman was completely dependent on so many people. So she didn't want to stir too much up, you know, because then the husband could walk out on her, her kids could say, forget you. Then who's going to take care of her? So she gets very afraid to speak up. Even though she knows that what she needs to say would help bring more love in the family, she is feeling the sense of, but I don't know if I'll be taken care of. So when you speak from your ego, that you have that fear constantly. I don't know if I will be taken care of, so I better be careful what I say. In fact, why I don't think I'll even bother to say anything. And then resentment and hate and anger build up. And you know, the war between the ego or the mind and the heart, your soul, happens to take place in your throat. So if you're having this inner war between your thoughts and your perception and your fear of losing someone taking care of you or loving you, if you're afraid of no one's going to love you if you speak up, and in your heart is saying, I love you, your heart is saying, I'll figure out a way to take care of you, and you're not listening to that, that war between the two parts of you show up in your throat. And that's why so many women especially have a lot of thyroid problem, and so many women have a lot of tension in their neck and in their throat. And that is actually what I feel, and also the jaw. When you have tension in your jaw, it's because you are holding back speaking what you feel you really need to say, whether it be from ego or whether it be from your heart. So you have to heal that war within you and go, when I speak up, I'm speaking up with the clarity that I have done my homework. I'm speaking up with, I'm not afraid that you're going to leave me, because you know what? If you need to leave me, that's okay. I will figure out a way to love myself and be fine on my own. But this out of self-love and because I'm loving you too that I'm speaking up. So it requires a lot of inner work for you to really learn the art of speaking up.
That is so true. In fact, I have this quote here from Audre Lorde, and she says, I write for those women who do not speak, for those who do not have a voice because they were so terrified.
Mm-hmm.
We are taught to respect fear more than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have been taught that silence would save us, but it won't. And that, I felt, was so pertinent to today, because we pay a powerful price for silence. Silence has its place in the universe, but more often than not, we've got to exercise that muscle of courage, and we just have to practice speaking, even when it's uncomfortable. And yes, it might come out with a little bit of ego. I mean, you're not going to be perfect if you're somebody that hasn't been used to speaking up, but you've got to exercise the muscle, because it feels like right now the world is depending on us learning that skill.
Well, and also the whole idea of if you speak up along the way when those little messages come, like, you know, Savitri was mentioning, you know, you go inside and you do the work to listen to that inner voice that's supposed to be coming. And you're right, they're not going to be perfect when you first start out. There's going to be some fumbling. But if you start speaking up when the feelings come, then it doesn't build up and you don't explode. Because I know I've spoken, because like I said, I've been blessed in this life that speaking up is not as big of a challenge for me as it is for some other women.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a household where speaking up what I felt and what I thought was cherished. I'm married to a wonderful husband who has no problem with us being equals and speaking up what we both feel in honesty and love and caring. But even from there, I know a lot of friends that I've talked to, they hold back, they suppress, they hold back, they suppress, and then they explode.
Exactly.
They just explode with all this emotion and rage and fear and hurt. And then they don't say what they wanted to say in the first place anyway, because they explode over, why did you leave the socks on the floor? And it's like, well, that's not what you meant to speak up about.
Exactly.
So it's like you have that, what I found in my own self and with my other sisters I've met, is it's just speaking up when it comes. If that feeling comes now, that's probably because now is when you're supposed to say it. And if you stuff it, then if it comes out later, it may not be the perfect time, or
exactly,
it may build up and then it, you know, just blah, which isn't good for anybody.
And, you know, when I've felt that, I've often had to just, you know, knowing that this is the time to say it, and you know, having that fear that comes up around it. You know, forgive me if this isn't coming out right at the moment, but this is the gist of what I'm trying to communicate. So if we can, you can just hear me, and then we can, hear me what I have to say, and then I will hear what you have to say, and let's see if we can just kind of come to a meeting of or find some common ground with this. But you just, you know, I just want to let you know that this is occurring for me. I mean, find some way to speak up, but also realize that there's another person on the other end of the conversation. And if you come from that spot of explosion or anger, a lot of times you're left, they're not going to hear your message because they're dealing with the emotion that came with it. And that has to drain off before they can really digest what it was that you're trying to, what you were trying to say. And it's just an art form. I mean, it just takes practice. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
You know, that's absolutely correct. And the biggest key to speaking up is first listening to yourself. The first thing is listen to yourself when you're speaking. And one of the first things I was taught to do to help open up my throat, to start allowing the flow between the mind and the heart to communicate, was to read some beautiful poems or short stories, just a few sentences at a time, and read them slowly and read them aloud. So I could start hearing my voice and the way I speak and the tone. And I could start hearing, hey, listen, my voice has a lot of sadness in it. Or my voice is very tight. And those words were positive, beautiful words. And my voice would calm down. My ears would listen to, oh, that's a nice voice now.
See, yeah.
It calms down when I use these beautiful words.
So let's, we're going to have to take a quick break. So let's continue this train of thought right after this commercial break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. So I want to pick up, Savitri, right before the break, you were talking about speaking up and how to handle yourself when you speak up, especially when you have a big emotional charge behind that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have an emotional charge behind something, it's best never to speak up to somebody. That's when you turn to meditation. That's when you turn to inhaling a peaceful feeling and exhaling that emotion into white light or blue light. So meditation is a very important part of this whole transformation of how to learn to speak up. And when you learn to allow yourself to let go of that emotion, because that's one of the thing is, we don't want to let go of that emotion sometimes. You want to throw it at somebody. You want to go, you know, I'm speaking up and you deserve this anger.
Exactly, or that their courage comes from that strong emotion.
Yeah, exactly. They rely on that strong emotion to speak up for them. And that's what happens is eventually people just don't listen to you. They just start to shut down. That's what happens in a lot of relationships between your children and with your spouse, that you just spoke too often with anger and too often from that negative emotion. So you have to learn the art of speaking with a voice that they can hear. But it first begins with listening to yourself. So as I mentioned earlier, that my soul guided me to read some beautiful words that helped to invoke feeling, beautiful feelings. When you feel beautiful feelings, then now your soul connection is part of the story, not just the mind. When you're feeling beautiful feelings, your soul now can be part of the story. So as you're speaking these beautiful sentences aloud, you are hearing it, you are feeling beautiful feelings, and now you're allowing the mind-body-spirit connection. When you have that mind-body-spirit connection, then the war between the mind and the heart, which shows up in the throat, remember the throat is where we speak up, so if you have problems speaking up, it's because the mind-body-spirit connection is not connecting. So by reading aloud, you're listening, you're hearing these beautiful sentences that you are feeling, and then you get to hear your tone, and you go, oh, this is what people hear when I say things like this. Oh, now I get it, that no wonder they didn't hear me. Do I like even hearing myself?
Exactly. So, Savitri, what do you do in situations where let's say you have a family member who, let's give an example, just likes to jerk your chain just for the fun of it, and you know that this individual has there obviously is not a lack of respect there. And so if you speak up and you're going to change the story, you're going to say something different, but yet there's always this fear that it's going to make it worse instead of making it better. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? How would a listener handle that feeling or that scenario? It's like, if I speak up, I know it's just going to create a bigger problem, so I'm just not going to speak up.
Well, you know, you first work on yourself. You go, what in me got really angry? What in me is really, really needing to speak up? What do I really, really, really need to say here? Let me get that clarity first. And then when you're really clear, then you go, you know what, it just has to. Okay, so if they get angry, it's okay. Because I am clear, and I'm going to hold that space of clarity. And as I'm holding that space of clarity, and as I'm with my clarity, I won't have the emotional charge that they have. I'll be able to perhaps even help them through it so that we can both come to a place of clarity.
So you really have to just work through the story. If you're opening, because it can feel to the person who wants to speak up, I'm opening up Pandora's box, because mm-hmm. this box hasn't been open forever, but it's time for me to speak up to this situation. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not going to be comfortable. That person may react. Who knows how that person may react? But regardless of how they're reacting, how you think they're going to react, you have to have the courage to speak up anyway.
Yeah.
And even if they don't react how you, in a kind way or respectful, the door's open, and you're going to have. Won't you just have to work through the story, even though it's ever so uncomfortable?
Yeah, and I'd also pray to my soul. You know, tell me the right time to speak up. Tell me what to say. You know, that's why I rely on my soul, because I was one of those people that couldn't speak up about anything. I was extremely shy. I had very severe thyroid problem. Speaking up in our family was not allowed. It was an enormous amount of suppression in my throat. I had constant sore throat since childhood, and speaking up was the toughest thing possible. I suppressed everything, and it was always had the attitude of, you know what, I just want calmness. If I just don't say a word, it'll all be calm. Well, eventually I ended up so sick, I had to start speaking up. And that's what happens to a lot of women. Breast cancer, throat problems, stiff neck, jaws jammed, TMJ, all that are symptoms of not speaking up. And even cancer in the uterus, that's not speaking up your female force. You know, so we are killing ourselves by not speaking up. The key is to find out, okay, from what place do I speak up? We're so afraid that we're going to stir the pot. But if you know what, if we go to the place of our souls where there is no fear, where the soul wants what's best for everybody, the soul knows exactly what timing that person and you can both connect in the most beautiful way. And you will speak from a place where you're not afraid I'm going to lose their love, because you already know you are love. Because your soul is the energy of love. So you're not afraid, oh my God, if I say something, they'll never love me again. You don't have that fear anymore. Now it's like, you know, I'm doing this because I love both of us. I care for both of us. That's why I'm speaking up.
You really have to have more self-love.
Yeah.
Which balances out what you think you're going to lose.
Yeah, you have to have that connection with your soul. Without your soul, literally, you have all these problems of speaking up, of ill health and so forth. Again, the war between the mind and the heart is in your throat. And that's why, and the reason why women struggle the most to speak up is because men in general are very mental. They rely on the ego and the senses to decide a situation. Women have some of the mental capacity, but they have a lot of the heart capacity. And sometimes what they just feel, I just know I need to say this. And then there's that war, oh my God, but this person who's more mental won't understand me. And so that's where the clarity comes in. You have to get your own mind and your own heart together. And when you get that togetherness in your own body, then you have this incredible way of saying something that people will hear you.
Because we also have a culture where we have a lot of women who have adopted men's ways of speaking,
yeah,
and have totally shut off the communication from the heart.
Yeah, they have.
And so, you know,
to me, they're no longer women. You know,
the
greatest gift of a woman is that she has intuition. And intuition, usually when she says, well, the intuition, you know, if you speak from intuition to somebody who's very mental, they basically go, you know, oh, you're just speaking from that feeling place. But
exactly.
That's why I created a union between my mind and heart, so that my mind could actually understand. It's like, instead of trying to get somebody else to understand what I'm saying, I would say, okay, if I'm feeling this feeling, mind, how am I going to get you to understand it? And so if I understand it, mind, then I can convey it to somebody else's mind.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Because so many times you get up, or you can be in a conversation where somebody's just talking about, oh, it's just the statistics, it's just the numbers, it's, you know, it's all about the mental piece of it. And the truth is that, you know, statistics and numbers tell one angle of a story, but they can never be the entire story.
No.
They can't be, and like, especially in the workplace, in the corporate world and things like that, you know, you look at, yes, there's, you know, there may be a place for a very mental logic for the statistics, because you have to sort of know what's going on. But one of the beautiful things that makes corporations work the best and makes teams work the best is when you have that concept of the feminine voice speaking through, because it's a different perspective. I mean, that's what I found in myself, because for so many years I adopted a more mental way of doing things. I work in a predominantly male environment. I'm in engineering, and so it's just the way it is. And then I've realized and there was a part of me that was afraid to let the soft, quote unquote,
yes,
the weak part of me, the feely, feely part of me come through. And I've learned that when I'm in my strength, and this is from Savitri's teachings and years of being in her class, my strength, my greatness, for lack of a better word, the best of me shows up when I'm me, not when I'm trying to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
And me has got this beautiful, feminine, feeling, caring, loving nature. And there is a place for that in every situation. But when you connect to the heart, it tells you how to say it. And what I found so amazing, when I speak through from my heart, it's not always woo-woo and feely, hearty, lovey stuff. I have some amazing, clear stuff that comes out of me. Some amazing, clear stuff that comes that gets the job done.
I think that's a tremendous lesson for women
that are high up in the corporate world to take a page from this book, because they are so frequently doing things from the mental standpoint, and they come across as being very harsh and very cold. And if they would bring this other element of their intuition and the good things that women have within them into oneness with whatever it is that they're saying in that situation, that message would come through so clear and so powerful, and there would be no need to carry the baggage with it that frequently women get, you know, that will be put on women when they're in those positions. I think that would be a huge lesson for corporate America.
Yeah, and anyone that's in it, just speak who you are. Don't, you know, you, there's a, women are different.
Mm-hmm.
Just like each person's different, each, wherever you are, each person's different. Well, there are certain traits that come more naturally to women, as Vida understood Savitri was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Use those traits, mm-hmm. use those gifts mm-hmm. to make yourself be as effective at communicating the message that needs to come out
yeah.
as you can be.
Yeah.
Don't suppress any part of you.
And it's just a matter of, we're going to take a break here in a minute, but we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to this last segment of Sisters Talk Radio, and we are talking about a very important topic today about women speaking up. And Joy, I'm going to start with you, because at the break you had a really great point about how to speak up.
Well, we've been talking a lot throughout the show so far about speaking up when there's things that need to be said, that maybe there's a disharmony or something that you feel you need to bring forth. But it also felt really important to mention that one of the beauties that women share is the ability to speak beautiful, wonderful, loving feelings. Because mm-hmm. I know that's been one thing that I've had to reawaken in myself is to actually say that I care about someone. Mm-hmm. To say, you know, you're a really beautiful, wonderful person. Or to not just, you know, when someone goes by, just say, okay, love you.
And yes.
So speak up. What do you actually feel? You know, I'd like to my mom, I've learned to think, instead of just saying, oh, thanks, Mom. It's like, Mom, thank you for being a loving, unconditional influence in my life. You know, speak up those beautiful, just amazing words that come up out of the heart. And that's part of speaking up, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just cutting it short.
Yes.
If there's beauty that's meant to flow, if there's love that's meant to flow, let it flow. Don't try to hold it back or cut it or stick it in a box because, oh, I don't know if the other person will accept that.
Who cares? If it's coming
from a beautiful place, then let the beauty flow. The world needs more beauty.
And so that person needs to hear that because that might be the only positive piece of input they get all day.
Yeah.
And why rob somebody of that opportunity to hear?
And we all have those greeting card moments within us that, you know, we don't have to go to the store and buy one. Mm-hmm. We can just speak up.
Exactly.
Speak those feelings that are buried or just you're not in our busy lives. We just don't think about the import of, you know, you might string five words together, but they may make the difference for that other person and make that other day's person absolutely glorious.
And, you know, that's a great point because, you know, when we talk about this topic of speaking up, so many times it's because out of frustration or to fix a situation. But speaking up is also identifying when you really need to speak up and lift another person up. Mm-hmm. Or you just, like you said, Rose, you just take that time and acknowledge something about that person that you really appreciate, that you know, we can take it for granted. And that person probably needs that kind word.
It does.
It does take you to, and it puts you in the present moment when you are noticing that and you take a moment. It just fills their heart and it makes you feel good too.
Right.
Well, it brings connection with people. I mean, when you actually take the moment to speak up and speak a kind word to someone or to say hello to a stranger, I mean, it came to me as we were talking, speaking up can be, instead of just going about your day, head down, get your errands done, do whatever, it can be, okay, raise your head, open your heart, and say, hello. That's mm-hmm. speaking up, too, to people and mm-hmm. making a connection in the world that we're in, and you're sharing that, a part of you, with someone else. And it could be something as simple as just saying, hello, or have a good day.
I know. And it may sound trite to us, but, you know, honestly, so many people are just deprived of hearing any kind of a beautiful thought, especially mm-hmm. towards themselves. It's our culture is just robbed of that opportunity to really enhance somebody else's life. Mm-hmm. Savitri, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, yeah, there are a couple of things that I do. First, I mentioned about reading beautiful things aloud so you can start hearing what your voice sounds like when it speaks beautiful words. The other thing is also to sing storylines for your life. Yes, you know, what you want for your life. Sing it aloud because that helps the throat feel comfortable to open and allow beautiful words to come out. And the other thing I also do is to always, when I go out shopping and doing errands, I'm always looking in everybody, what positive thing can I say before I leave? You know, do I say something, besides just saying hi and how are you doing, because everybody says that, I'm getting so fed up with that. I always leave with saying, you know, you have a gorgeous smile, or that's a lovely scarf on you.
Mm-hmm.
Or I love the way you did your hair. I will purposely look out for something beautiful to notice in that person so I can leave our interaction with heart-to-heart connection. Not only does it help them and you can feel them just glowing, but it helps me because it keeps my heart open. It keeps that mind-body-heart connection flowing so I don't have the war in my throat anymore. That's what I do for myself, and, of course, everybody else benefits from it as well. It just changes people's moods when you notice them. There's a point we've got to stop just saying, hi, how are you doing? Because no one really cares anymore. It's just pure and simple habit. No one really says hi with feeling anymore. So that's where you have to add that added special quality. What did I say hi to you for? You know, you've got the special twinkle in your eye with something.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you realize, my God, everywhere I go, every person mm-hmm. I meet, there's something extraordinary. And I mm-hmm. want to share that through speaking up.
Beautiful. Everybody's a flower.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody's a flower.
Thank you, Savitri, for that clarification. That really feels, and that feels beautiful, because then you're acknowledging, you're using your voice to help someone else remember how amazing that they are.
And the eyes go along with that, because with the eye contact, you're carrying the intention very much more deeply.
You are, and it's just you're helping someone who, like Mona mentioned earlier, may have forgotten. Maybe they're having a tough day.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just helping someone remember. It's not like you're giving them something.
No.
You're helping them remember that they are amazing.
Hey, the checker at your grocery store.
Yeah,
I mean, they're standing there for 8 hours a day, and you know, probably the first, you know, the last 15 customers probably never even bothered to say, hi, how are you? Thank you for ringing up my items, or, you know, how are you? And really mean it.
Well, it takes everybody out of the numb zone. You know, when you're doing errands and living your daily life, you start to become numb and stop feeling within you. Other people start to become numb and stop feeling. But when you notice something special of them, you have to start feeling within yourself. And then when you speak it up, then they now say, oh, my God, that person noticed me. I do exist. Then you snap them out of their numbness. And then now the next few people they meet get the gift of what you just gave to that person.
That's how we're going to unnumb the world.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
One checker at a time, one cashier at a time.
Yeah. Wherever you go, whether it be stewardess, as I always make a point to tell stewardess, wherever I go, this is an exercise for my own self. And I realize that everybody is me. So this is how I allow myself to have heart-to-heart connection. And if you're a shy person, this is fantastic to get you out of your shyness.
Yes. In fact, I have a great little quote here. Yawns are not the only infectious things out there besides germs. Giggles can spread from person to person, and so can blushing. But maybe the most powerful infectious thing is the act of speaking the truth.
Whoa, that's huge.
I found that on the internet. And you know, it's really true. It's very infectious, because it's so rare that people will really take the time to acknowledge a person. And it just does wonders. You can just feel the electricity go through their body when they have been acknowledged as an individual.
And it doesn't take much. It really doesn't, but it's one of those, it's almost like part of speaking up is about taking that effort to let what's inside you come out.
Exactly.
And it blesses, like Savitri, what you were saying, it blesses that person, and then that person's going to be lifted up and happier.
Exactly.
And then they'll bless more people. And then it just kind of goes from there, and more people have a beautiful day.
In fact, I just want to mention this before we get to the end of the show. One of our sponsors, Divine Essences, they have a beautiful spray called Speak Up. And it's fantastic that you can spray it on your throat chakra for when you feel that you get a little stuck. And you never know, it just may unlock something, and you might just say something, the most amazing thing to somebody that could open up who knows what door. So you can go on our website and look for the banner on Divine Essences and email Angelica and ask for a bottle of Speak Up.
And I can attest, it is a wonderful spray.
It is a wonderful spray.
All their sprays are fantastic.
Oh, totally. And
them.
Angelica is fantastic for creating the sprays for whatever's needed in the moment. So we've got lots of ideas for her, but that's been one of my favorites is Speak Up.
Yeah.
So Savitri, we just have a minute or two before the close of the show. Any last final words?
Well, I would just like to go over basically what we were trying to say, that in order to truly learn the art of speaking up is get clear. Get clear within yourself. What are you really trying to say? What are you really trying to convey? Whether it be something positive or something that you want to turn into something positive.
Beautiful.
Know, with that clarity, you will find speaking up is really a joy, and that person will actually thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Savitri. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Joy. We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.